The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Oh, you're going to want to stay tuned. If I'm reading this correctly, it's another day of giving out Iron Jock gear.
Iron Jock light hoodie, which is fantastic. And you know what? Great weekend for it. It's going to be in the 60s. That's like perfect light hoodie weather.
Indeed. But you gotta suffer through us talking Packers for a while first. So, Matt LaFleur yesterday, there were a variety of things that we addressed, but among them, and I will hand up, I will admit that I thought, much like Dorsey Levens back in 1998, who fractured his fibula, I believe he was being tackled by Derek Brooks, he was able to come back before the end of the season. It's one of the reasons why that T.O. catch in San Francisco was so, I think, demoralizing, is because it was also Reggie's last game as a Packer. But I think it was, they felt like, hey, we got our horse back. Our offense is starting to click. The year did not go the way we wanted it to, but Dorsey's back. Brett's playing well. We can go to a third straight Super Bowl and atone for the one we lost to the Broncos. And then, obviously, T.O. makes that catch. I thought Elgton Jenkins might be back for late season / the playoffs. You know, they got 8 weeks left of the regular season. The fracture put it in a cast. Maybe he's back six, seven, 8 weeks later. Matt LaFleur putting a stop to that idea. Highly unlikely was the phrase he used. Spent some time with Sean Ryan yesterday. Here's a guy who was benched a couple weeks ago, wasn't even being rotated in, wondering what his future was. Clearly didn't feel like he was part of this team's future. And now, he's going to be a critical piece. He has to play well. What do you make of where the offensive line, which you and I and Bulaga and everybody and their brother has criticized, what do you make of where it's at now?
Very fluxy. I would say fluxy is the word I would use to describe it. This group has not lived up to the expectations that were very high for them because you felt like last year wasn't good enough, and obviously that Eagles playoff game really it was a spur in the boot of Goody, and he was ready to kick that thing out and get it out and reset. And he felt like he did that with the movement of Elgton Jenkins and with the signing of Aaron Banks, and then with the idea of Jordan Morgan finding a spot. That's what they ended up doing. And frankly, that group, they just never meshed, and it has not worked. So now you get another reboot. Whether or not it's going to be better, I think Elgton Jenkins, you know, unfortunately had the ACL and things kind of set back. He was on a pace, and I said this after, I think, year three or four, where he was an all-pro. Moving him around, he was on a trajectory to be a Hall of Fame player. I don't think that's going to happen now. So the movement and all of that, where they're at now, I want to believe. I want to think that they're going to get better. I think you're going to need to simplify things. I don't want a very extensive run game. I want you to come up with two or three concepts that you like. I would love to see them do some more gap and pull and have Fitzpatrick, a tight end, kind of kick that guy out. You bring a guard, you do some skip pulling. Gap schemes are I've always loved gap schemes. I just think they're better. They're easier to execute. And it puts a lot on a defense, especially with as much zone as you want to do. So start really focusing in, find a couple of things that you feel good about, base some play action off of that, and give this group some time to mold. Don't overcomplicate it, because I'm sure Sean Ryan, for as many reps in practice and with Elgton being out of training camp for a big chunk, you get a chance to see this is going to be a whole new deal. And we don't know what we're going to get in him. But he now has a new opportunity to take this job and run with it. So there's, I think, some refreshment to it. And it gives you an opportunity to do something, if you're Sean Ryan, that you wouldn't have had an opportunity had Elgton Jenkins stayed healthy. So am I optimistic they're going to be better than what they were? I'm hopeful, but I'm not optimistic.
Well, I asked Matt LaFleur about challenging the offensive line because it all starts there. We'll get to that because I think his answer was interesting, not because I want to promote my brilliant questions coming up next. But first, speaking of brilliant.
Oh.
The design, I got my light hoodie. Ooh, ooh, it's nice.
Yeah, they're nice.
It is nice. You are ready to give out one right now from Iron Junk.
Okay, I'm very excited. I'm sure Jesse's anxiously awaiting what number I'm going to pick.
Oh, I am.
And if he just listened to this segment, he's going to know. But I've worn just about every type of workout gear there is, and nothing compares to Iron Jock. Their performance apparel is built to fight sweat, odor, bacteria, keeping you feeling fresh no matter how hard you push. And now Iron Jock is introducing four new lightweight hoodies. These hoodies are world-class with cooling and wicking. And if you're a little bigger, that four-way stretch. Oh, we love that. Go to ironjock.com to get your hoodie today. Again, that is ironjock.com. And we want to give one to you right now. Right now is your chance to win your own hoodie from Iron Jock. You got to call 844-770-3776.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
844, if I may, Jesse, 844-770-3776. And since Devin, one of our great listeners from The Jump, really encouraged me to continue to go with higher numbers for the streamers, for the YouTubers, for those folks, we're going in honor of Elgton Jenkins.
Oh, my God.
Who unfortunately is probably out for the rest of the season. Caller number 74. Caller number 74 will win the new Iron Jock lightweight hoodie. You got to earn it. Again, that's 844-770-3776. Caller number 74 to win the Iron Jock lightweight hoodie on Wildy and Tausch.
All right. There were three things that happened there. Let me recap them briefly so Jesse can jumpstart his call taking before we go to break. One, if you're a bigger fella, that four-way stretch. Oh
my God. Is it true?
Yeah. Two, you know the phone number. It's incredible. And in honor of Elgton Jenkins, number 74.
I'm already through 20. And I'm not doing the usual. Wildy and Tausch, your call. I'm just saying the number and moving on. Just so everybody knows.
That's not very nice.
Jesse can continue to take his calls. We'll have more next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The unsung hero of Wildy and Tausch, Jesse J. Nelson,
he's
taking
worker.
74 calls to reveal who as our winner of the lightweight hoodie.
Jeff in Hartford. Congratulations to Jeff. Who also has a son who teaches at Muskego High School. So he asked me if our paths had ever crossed. So that was a fun little conversation we were able to have time for off air.
Well, you're welcome.
Wait till we do trivia next segment and we take caller 75 in honor of Sean Ryan.
Yeah, let's not do that again.
And caller 77 in honor of Jordan Morgan. All right. I do want you to hear this, Tausch, because I have been using this offensive line as the root of all of their issues a lot. And I think it's because
branches
I'm...
Branches grow, but the roots, what is that again? It's a great line that you coined.
And it's the Associated Bank creative team that came up with that. It's not my original
line. Oh, I thought you created that.
No.
Oh, I thought this was you. Oh, that a boy Wildy.
It's not even a Wildy original?
No.
Did you not think that was a Wildy original, Jesse?
I thought for sure it was, yeah.
Yes,
it's not
what
branches,
was it? Just for...
It's not branches that make a bank local. It's roots. An Associated Bank is
rooted.
Same
thing with the Green Bay Packer football team.
It's a good line.
Right? Same thing. It's a great line. I don't love the fact you've been taking credit for it without telling us that it wasn't you for three years.
Are there branches of the Green Bay Packers other places?
It's a play on the tree analogy.
Jesse,
branches. Banks have branches.
The roots, the foundation, if you will, of every good football team is the big boys up front.
I don't think I ever
said that. The branches get all the love,
and
they get all the fruit, and all where everybody looks.
Right, and then you
grab the
nobody
looks under the ground
fruits.
To see those big, strong roots. But that's what makes the tree go, and that's what produces the fruit, a la touchdowns and field goals. It's actually a great analogy.
No one said you claimed it to be a Wildy original. We just assumed it was a Wildy original because it seems like something you would say. Yeah,
you didn't demystify that at all. You
I
let
say
that breathe.
It when I promote Associated Bank in the three
we
things
know.
To watch videos. I mean, I literally am saying Associated Bank. It's not branches that make a bank local. It's roots. Like, okay. Well, I wish I had come up with it. I did come up with a question for Matt LaFleur yesterday in which I challenged or asked him if he has challenged his offensive line. Here is that exchange from yesterday.
I know your offensive linemen are conscientious guys, and now you're dealing with moving Sean, and there's been a bunch of injuries. But can you challenge those guys to say, hey, if we're going to get things going, it really starts with you guys? And are they the kind of guys that would respond to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have challenged them. I always think football, no matter who you're playing for, where you're at, what level – It starts up front, and so, yeah, you're always challenging those guys. And those guys, I think they know we can do better. And you know, it's just each week's going to be a little bit different. And we got a great challenge in front of us. When you look at the front for the New York Giants, this is one of the premier fronts. You know, very rarely do you go against a team that's got four first rounders on it, and. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.
I didn't notice this in real time, but I love the fact that my questions have now reached such a tipping point that he knows
he
can take a sip from his water.
That is really good advanced scouting by him.
Yeah.
That's what he was looking at on that tablet.
I literally was going to say that same thing because it's like, is it really dry in there, or is it just because you're so long-winded that he feels like, oh, God, what is he going to go with here? And this can give me pause to think about whatever
take
question
a beat.
You're going to end
take
up
a sip.
Eventually yep. getting to. Look, that bottle is dead empty, and then you ask three questions, and he's got almost that whole thing swilled.
But in all seriousness, Tauscher. Clifton, Wall, Rivera, Flanagan, Bakhtiari, Bulaga, Sitton, Lang, Lindsley. I mean, those are, aside from the Lombardi years, as good as it got. This group is not in either of their classes, obviously. But if they get that straightened out and they play at a higher level up front, does that solve most, not all, but most of the issues offensively?
Yes, it does. And I do wonder if Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur and Steno and Butkus and everybody involved kind of with the personnel, I do wonder if they're going to start looking at this. And I love the fact that you cross-train guys. As you were just going through that list, you know what all of us had in common?
You played a
specific
spot.
Yep. Hey, you're playing here. All right, go to work. Hey, you're playing here. Hey, Kevin Berry, you're going to be our U71 tight end. All right, hey, we got this guy. He's going to be our guard and our center in case we dress seven guys, maybe eight, and this is what we're doing. And it allows you to grow. And I understand that you're constantly trying to get guys better and you want to get guys in games, but I do think that with the way this season has went, and really even a little bit into last year, and I think they saw that they've been, I don't want to say stunting, but Jordan Morgan, I think they saw when they started moving him to every spot, this is not doing this kid any good. I do believe that you need to have, not the Pat Murphy conversation, I do believe you need to have a conversation so that when Anthony Belton, John Williams, you just go through a list of guys.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get these guys better? And some guys, if you're not a starter, yes, you need to know a couple spots.
Yep.
But I do think you have to have a conversation about how you're cross-training guys and what can we do to get more consistent with the guys that we have. That is something that I think has hurt this season. And when you've moved guys around and guys have missed as much time, this isn't, not everybody's Chad Clifton. He is a rare, special dude. And you can't just snap your fingers and say, go out and pass block Simeon Rice 30 times and shut him down. There is, especially when you're running zone plays and having to get up to the next level and stop a penetrator and understanding if this guy rocks, you got him, and I'm going to keep an elbow. When you're not practicing and you're not doing that, and they already don't practice in pads but 13 times. We did that. We were probably 4X of that, maybe 5.
Right.
And that stuff mm-hmm. matters. So you're not going to be able to do that, but I really think there's going to be a long conversation this offseason because it's too late now. You're at where you're at.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have a long conversation about what is the best way forward for our guys. Is Anthony Belton going to be best suited to go left tackle and right tackle, or are we going to be best suited to say, master this, take a spot? And because take a look at this group, which has been underperforming. There is a really good chance that there's only two guys that are going to be back. And then
right.
you have to start looking at it. Now, I don't know what's going to – I would guess there's going to be at least three. I would think that Aaron Banks will be back, but I don't know. We'll see how the rest of this season goes right. because he's going to need right. to elevate his game. There will be this conversation, and I do wonder how they'll approach it because they love the cross-training and getting guys that can do multiple things. But I'm telling you, Jordan Morgan wants to play left tackle. He wants to get better at it. The only way to get better at it is by practicing there, not by being a platoon guard. And then, right. oh, Aaron Banks is out. Let's put you at left guard. It just doesn't help the development of these guys, and I think you're seeing a little bit of that come back at you in this season.
Outstanding point. They're one more interior injury away, though, now, from if it's Sean Ryan, it's Jacob Monk. If it's one of the guards, I mean, I guess it could be Belton. It could be Darian Kennard, I guess. But I think if they were to, because Steno did mention this, that they are trying now to have guys, even though you said it was too late, in their mind it's not entirely too late, they're trying to have guys back up at specific spots. Like that whole thing at right tackle where they played Kennard, Belton, and Jordan Morgan when they didn't have Zach Tom at times, I think that was like, okay, that's a bridge too far. We tried three different things. Right.
Yeah.
So does that mean that they're one injury away at either the guard spots, that they go to Donovan Jennings, who, as you recall, Matt LaFleur didn't even know was with the ones?
That was that great mini camp report that you brought back. Hey, what's going on there? Nothing.
Donovan Jennings is with the ones.
Donovan Jennings is making a step. I don't even actually know who the hell he is. So, no, he's not.
Sounds made up.
Tell us about Coors Lights so we can get the trivia coming up next in the next segment.
Whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, celebrating a big win after the game, or just want a moment to chill, crack open that Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. You know what? It's refreshingly cold. It's only 102 calories. That's why Coors Light is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
Colorado. We're going to get back to the Packers in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to shift gears here to talk a little bit about Badgers-Hoosiers on Saturday and something that Kurt Cignetti, brother of Packers legendary quarterbacks coach for 1 year, Frank Cignetti, said about the Badgers. That'll lead into Badgers Trivia Thursday, where we'll have two contestants in the segment that follows. But we're going to talk a little bit of Badgers briefly next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Get ready for trivia. Golden. Caller 50 for Zach Tom and 65 for Aaron Banks.
We did have multiple people try calling in with the little trivia false start we had there during the commercial
break. Yeah, I didn't do a great job there. I understand that. I don't blame them for doing
now.
That.
We're playing trivia next.
Right, I meant, yeah. I think my intent was murky at best, so my apologies for that. That is coming up. We're gonna ask for calls in this segment. That's what I meant to say. But first, to set up Badgers Trivia Thursday, we're going to talk a little Badgers. So, Jesse, are you sitting watching Kurt Cignetti press conferences?
Every week.
Do you really?
No. He is interesting, though, and I think
He seems grumpy all the time.
He does seem kind of
interesting because he's winning. You don't give. If they were 6-3, you wouldn't give
but
two
he,
rips
he
about
won before.
You wouldn't even know his name.
He won before he got to Indiana. He's won at Indiana.
Yeah, tell me his record at James Madison. No,
here's why Kurt Cignetti is interesting. Because Wisconsin fans.
Mark Cuban's money.
We're jealous. We want to be what Indiana has become. Under Kurt Cignetti. He is the guy.
Seemingly overnight.
He is the guy that when you look at turning around a college football program immediately in the new era post-COVID, NIL, transfer portal, college football, that is what we want to be. And we haven't gotten there for a number of different reasons. But when people say Coach Fickell hasn't lived up to what he hope to be in Madison, well, look what Cignetti's doing at Indiana. That's what everybody now says. So we are jealous, and this is the first time we're playing against, Wisconsin, are playing against Indiana.
Bradley? Since
Kurt Cignetti took over as the head coach there. So there are parallels, whether we want them or not, that fans draw between these two coaches that are going to be meeting on Saturday. How about that?
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good synopsis.
Jesse, so, would we care two licks if he was 6-3?
If they were playing Indiana and Indiana was 6-3, we would not be doing this segment.
No.
No, he would not.
No. We agree. No,
he's talking about Wisconsin, and I think it's important for everyone to hear because one of the most successful modern college football coaches of the last couple of years points out an interesting, important stat that I think most Badgers fans go, bah, when they hear it.
Okay. So, Matt LaFleur is at the podium at Lambeau Field, and he's going to be very thirsty because he won't have any long questions to take a draw from his water bottle for. Here is Kurt Cignetti, the most interesting man in the world because his team is winning, and Jesse Nelson has the video and the audio.
They're a tough, gritty football team. I mean, they've had a murderer's row schedule. Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, Iowa, Washington, Alabama, you name it. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for Coach Fickell. He's a proven winner. You know, the guys had a starting quarterback available about 30% of the time during his tenure at Wisconsin. That's tough duty. So I think we need to understand that we're going to get everybody's best shot. You know, we're not sneaking up on anyone anymore. We got Iowa's best shot at Iowa. We got Penn State's best shot at Penn State. You know, Oregon was obviously a big game on the road. And we'll get Wisconsin's best shot.
It is a difficult job, kind of like apparently doing the video.
That's what I was going to say. Wow.
Video courtesy of Indiana Athletics.
I was getting seasick. I thought I was on the
almost went up his nostril
ship.
There. And I saw, by the way, when I was searching for this, there was a reporter who was in attendance. They do this in like a classroom at Indiana. Like, he's got the little banner behind him, but there's whiteboards right behind. It's like in a lecture hall.
Everybody sitting at a desk.
Yeah, it was wild when I saw the like panorama. I'm like, wow, that's where they're doing this thing. Okay.
Hey, if you close your eyes, does that not sound like Bo Ryan?
Well, do we want to play it again with our eyes closed?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're going to end up with like a seizure if you're watching that first video. I think it's just bouncing around. So, yeah, close your eyes and see if you think, because our old buddy Tony Cartagena just texted me that, and I said, I think he's right. He does. And then I just saw Bo Ryan's face behind Jelly. I think he does sound like Bo.
They're a tough, gritty football team. I mean, they've had a murderer's row schedule. Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, Iowa, Washington, Alabama, you name it. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for Coach Fickell. He's a proven winner. You know, the guy's had a starting quarterback available about 30% of the time.
Yeah, I hear it.
I'm Team TC.
No, he's Bo Ryan.
Yeah.
He's Bo Ryan. Tony is right. He nailed it.
So, to his point, which we have, in fairness to us, we have talked about this, right? Tanner Mordecai missing the time that he did. Van Dyke missing virtually the entire season. And now, obviously, with Billy Edwards. Like, that is part of the equation. I don't think anybody's suggesting that that's not part of the reason why Wisconsin has struggled.
When I put the Twitter, everyone just goes blah when they see it. It doesn't matter.
Let's be honest, though. Nobody cares, guys. Like, that's irrelevant.
Right.
I understand it. And I'm going to promise you this. Cignetti doesn't care. What is Cignetti doing? He's talking to his team. He isn't. He might like Luke Fickell. He might not know Luke Fickell. I don't know. But if you think that he's throwing some pity party for Luke Fickell in the Wisconsin, he is telling his guys, boys, don't fall for the rat poison. Don't. He doesn't give two rips about the University of Wisconsin. He doesn't. Unless him and Fick are best buddies that I don't know about, all he's doing here is telling his team, beware. Bring your bewaredness to Indiana on Saturday at 11 a.m. That's what he's telling you. Yep. He listed off the right teams, which is impressive. Yeah. You know, he didn't say Middle Tennessee State. He didn't say Miami, Ohio. He mentioned
Iowa.
The teams the right way. But don't fall for this foolishness, guys.
I'm not.
Come on, man.
I'm not falling for it. But I do think that people who have dismissed that are being a little bit unfair. Do I also think that they deserve criticism for not having better options when they lost their starting quarterbacks? That their punter is leading them in passing yardage? Yes, I think that's also fair. So but you can't just say it's not a factor at all in their failings. Like
nobody's saying that, but Jason,
I know, but
you know,
I think people I think people dismiss it. I do.
They're 8-2 when QB1. Projected starter for the season starts and plays the whole or majority of the football game under Luke Fickell in almost three full years now. Now, granted, a lot of that is early in the season. The opponents are different than the Big Ten gauntlet you get later in the year. That is a factor. But 8-2 when QB1 starts and plays the majority of the game, 6-15 when he doesn't.
Well, it's maybe a stat. What we should do, maybe what we should do next year is not play QB1 until like week 3 or 4.
That would be a choice. Yeah.
Just have your punter at quarterback. Early, I think we probably want
Sean West is impressing. Turning a lot of heads.
Here's the deal. Of course, like any team, you take your top quarterback off the roster, it's going to hurt in a big way. That has happened.
Maybe they can get Malik Willis.
Okay.
Sorry.
You guys got a lot of good ideas here. Got a lot of good ideas.
I'm just looking at them. I blogged you. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we need to do trivia. It's 10:58. Also, Matt LaFleur is at the podium. He says Lucas Van Ness will practice today, which has not happened in a very long time. So just FYI. Jesse.
Okay.
The category is Badgers Trivia Thursday. We need two contestants.
Yep, double today.
I am going to now, despite the enjoyment that having caller 74 brings, I'm going to give you the opportunity here to walk the line of don't take the easy way out, but you don't have to have numbers that offensive linemen and wide receivers and defensive linemen traditionally wear. What two callers would you like?
The Badgers have won 8 games when QB1 starts.
Oh, boy.
So caller 8 will be one of them.
Yeah, easy way out.
And I
there.
Know Tausch doesn't pay attention to these types of things, but the Badgers are more or less a 30-point underdog against Indiana on Saturday. So caller 8 and caller 30.
Okay.
That's a nice split. That's a really nice split.
Caller 8 and caller 30.
844. What are you moping about?
I thought it could have been. I thought the first caller could be a little bit later in the rotation. That's all.
Okay.
I'll take 30 though. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 8 and caller 30 will play trivia. I don't know if you've heard, but it's not branches that make a bank local. It's roots. And Associated Bank's roots are deep in Wisconsin. They were there when the Packers began, for crying out loud. And they're there for you now with the best customer service in the industry. And they've got the awards to prove it. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more about early pay, so you get access to your money from your direct deposit from your employer up to 2 days early. Credit monitoring, make sure your credit is where you need it to be to make those big purchases. And, of course, fraud protection, which they had my back when someone tried to steal my information, and they will protect you as well. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Caller 8 and caller 30. Play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at GrasslandButter.com.
We're way behind, so we need to get going here. We have our contestants. Time now for trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie. All for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app.
Jesse, quick question. So Riley was in for you yesterday. Not to put your business out on the street, but I'm going to do it anyway. Did you forget to delete the one that gets cut off where he doesn't say the rest of the thing and Riley hit the wrong button?
Hey,
because did not remove that from the queue? Is that what happened?
Our computer has been doing something a little goofy with our cousin's guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yep. Just wanted to clarify. Now, let's welcome in our contestants. That was totally unnecessary.
Yes, it was. Yeah,
yeah, it's a cheap shot.
For saying we wanted to get going.
It's a cheap shot.
Felt like an unnecessary derailment.
And for the record, listen, we all make mistakes. 3-hour shows, usually a couple of mistakes, probably a day. I didn't call you out on yours, but then you call out a yesterday mistake?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I did.
Very IPT in my opinion.
That kind of felt like the play that they ran that they didn't get any yards on before kicking the 65-yard field goal. That's kind of what we just did there. Like,
that's
oh,
not bad.
Bring the kicker out, try it, didn't make
let's
it.
Fire the ball out
bring
of bounds.
Yeah, let's out, throw the ball directly out of bounds, then do it again. Yep.
We haven't even got to the kicking situation yet. What a bungle. Bungle on bungle. That's a B-O-B. Bungle on bungle.
Well, now I'm glad I brought this up, because now we'll get to the kicking situation in the 11 o'clock hour. But first, we must play trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. First, caller number 8 is Jim on the South Side. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Jesse said I'm calling number 1,074. Did I win the Iron Jock stuff?
Nicely done. Well played. No, but you do get to choose for Badgers Trivia Tuesday because you're the first caller. Do you want the football questions or the non-football questions?
I'll try football.
Okay. That leaves the non-football questions for our 30th caller, Travis in Blue Mounds. Travis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. You?
We're great. Thank you very much, and thanks for playing trivia. Here we go. Jim, question number 1 is this. Which Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster will be on the TV call for Wisconsin and Indiana this Saturday on the Big Ten Network, perhaps even getting me not to listen to Tausch and Matt LePay through the Varsity app?
What?
Oh, snap.
What?
It's what I do every single time, but maybe not this time. Is that Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering, Brian Anderson, or Pat Murphy reading play-by-play in a letter from Bob Uecker? Well done,
Jesse. I don't know, and it's a 50-50. I'm going to go Brian Anderson. He gets big games.
Sadly,
it's always
no.
One.
Jeff Levering. All right, question number 1 for you, Travis, is this. Wisconsin women's basketball improved to 3-1 to start the season with a win at the Kohl Center against which opponent? Is it Bowling Green, Golfing Blue, or Pickleballing Pink?
A.
Now, I guess my question is, am I allowed to critique that question? Because
that's question. Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's question
definitely
one.
A lot easier.
Yeah.
A lot easier than the Levering versus Brian Anderson.
Not even in the same league.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. We're not critiquing, though. Question 2, Jim. When Wisconsin takes the field on Saturday against number 2 Indiana, how many times will the Badgers have played against a top 25 team this season? Is it 4, 6, or 8?
6.
There you go. Well done. Travis, question 2 for you. Which Wisconsin volleyball player was named Big Ten Player of the Week for the 3rd time this season after helping lead the Badgers to 2 top 25 wins last week? Was it Charlie Furbringer, Grace Egan, or Mimi Collier?
C.
Boom. Well done.
Finalist for National Player of the Year.
Question 3, Jim. Wisconsin is one of only 2 Power 4 college football teams to have 4 different quarterbacks attempt at least 10 passes this season.
These third questions are really hard today, I gotta admit.
Which is the other team? Is it Vanderbilt, West Virginia, or Arizona?
No clue, and I'm guessing with the punter they have started 5, but I'll go with C.
Arizona is incorrect. West Virginia. West Virginia. I know you're a big Mountaineers fan. They've had similar quarterback issues, apparently.
Almost heaven.
All right, Travis, here's your question 3, which Jesse has already told you is difficult.
Drop, Jesse. It's a good drop because it makes me think of that song.
Thank you.
When I sing that song, it makes me smile.
Country Roads.
Yep. Take me home.
to the place.
I'm along West Virginia Mountain.
Never
Mama.
Been to the state of West Virginia. You know what? This just spurred me
Ever?
On. I'm going to West Virginia in the next calendar year. Thank you, Jesse. Go ahead. Really okay. wanted to go to Greenbrier last year, if you guys remember, and it didn't
I
work
do remember.
Out.
So, yeah. All right, Travis, sorry to keep you waiting.
Yep.
Question three is this.
It's still hard.
Greenbrier of Avon, am I right?
Wisconsin men's basketball has won 53 consecutive home games against non-Power Four conference opponents. The last time Wisconsin lost a home game to a non-Power Four opponent was December 9th, 2015. Against which team? Was that team North Dakota, Milwaukee, or East Carolina?
A, I guess.
A is North Dakota, and A is wrong. I caught Milwaukee last night playing Indiana as I was flipping through channels.
Oh, Cignetti.
They don't even they just go Milwaukee now on their jerseys.
Yeah, they've been doing Milwaukee, and Green Bay's been doing Green Bay for a long time.
Yeah, it's a good look. All right, so
yeah.
Did you want further discussion of the jerseys?
No, I just yeah.
Bo Ryan retired yeah. like a couple of weeks after that loss to Milwaukee, and Greg Gard took over as the interim head coach.
Jim, you only got one right. I mean, you only got two entries into the drawing tomorrow. Sorry, buddy, but good effort. Good job, good effort, good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Travis, you got two rights. So you have three entries into tomorrow's drawing. And to you, I say, good luck as well. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
I appreciate our contestants being brief in their comments after we're done playing.
Country roads.
That is it for trivia. We'll start the 11 o'clock hour shortly.
To the place.
I belong. In 2 minutes, it's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.